From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev have completed the first of 2 days of talks at a summit in Moscow. They agreed on a preliminary deal to reduce each country's stockpile of nuclear weapons.
I'm pleased that we've agreed on a joint statement on cooperation on missile defense and a joint threat assessment of the ballistic missile challenges of the 21st century, including those posed by Iran and North Korea.
For his part, Medvedev called the nuclear preliminary accord a reasonable compromise, but he said serious differences remain over the possibility of a U.S. missile defense system based in Europe. He applauded the willingness of Mr. Obama, though, to hear Russia's objections to such a system. Among the agreements reached today was a recommitment by the U.S. and Russia to combat terrorism and drug trafficking in Afghanistan. Two roadside bombs there today killed six American troops. Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara has died at the age of 93. He had been in failing health for some time. McNamara was responsible for U.S. military operations in the Vietnam War during the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. By 1995, though, he had concluded that the war was a mistake. His voice became choked with emotion as he acknowledged his errors in an interview on ABC's Primetime Live.
We of the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, who participated in the decisions on Vietnam, acted according to what we thought were the traditions and principles of this nation. We made our decision in the light of those values. Yet we were wrong. Terribly wrong. And we owe it to future generations to explain why.
After leaving the Pentagon, McNamara served as president of the World Bank. A federal bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of most of General Motors' assets to a new government-backed company. That decision keeps GM on track to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in near-record time. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
GM executives had resisted bankruptcy for months. They said the company was at risk of becoming bogged down in court and collapsing. But the opposite is happening. Since entering bankruptcy protection last month, GM has raced through the process. Late yesterday, a judge ruled the company could sell most of its assets to create a new GM and get a second lease on life. That new company would include GM's strongest assets, such as Cadillac and Chevrolet. An old version of GM, including aging factories, would remain in bankruptcy to be picked over by creditors. Many creditors objected to the judge's ruling because they don't stand to make much money back. They include people who were injured in accidents while driving GM cars and are suing for what they say are defective products. The creditors have several days to appeal the judge's ruling. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stock prices have turned mixed. The Dow Industrials are now up 4 points, but the Nasdaq Composite Index is down 21. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in China have sealed off streets in parts of a western provincial capital to try to stem the flare-up of ethnic unrest that has left at least 140 people dead and more than 800 injured. Platoons of paramilitary police marched into a predominantly ethnic Uyghur neighborhood carrying shields and billy clubs. An investigation by Britain's government into the demise of automaker MG Rover suggests there may have been large-scale fraud involved. Larry Miller has the story from London.
Britain's Serious Fraud Office is investigating the crash of car maker MG Rover. The government's business secretary suggests there could be grounds for prosecution. The company failure led to 6,000 job losses. The investigation centers on whether directors of the company that bought the car maker from BMW may have been criminally negligent. This has been denied by their spokesman, who described the decision to investigate as mystifying. The government wants to know what happened to a $700 million interest-free loan from BMW and why 5 years later the company was insolvent with debts of $1.6 billion. The assets were later sold to a Chinese car maker, which resumed UK production of the MG brand. Rover remains relegated to automotive history. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Investigators from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration are looking into the collision of two monorail trains at Walt Disney World in Florida over the weekend. The crash killed a train operator. The transit system, which usually carries thousands of park visitors each day, has been shut down while authorities try to determine what caused the collision. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.